Welcome to a new edition of Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Game Mis with a Z Conduct and on Facebook as well. You can find us there. And we're gonna have, it's kind of a special show this week because we're gonna talk to a Lightning fan.
Yeah, we've never talked to a, I mean,
we talk to them when we're at the arena.
Yeah.
And on social media, but we've never actually had a fan.
No.
On the air.
Yeah, we've always said we were going to.
Yes. So now we're actually, you know, doing what we said we were going to do in six seasons.
Years. 6 years ago.
So we're going to talk to Jen Glorioso. She's a fan who we met and that I actually work with as well, who went to Sweden for the trip. So I want to get like a fan's perspective of what the trip was like. Because we didn't get to go.
No.
I told her I was living vicariously through her. So we'll talk to her later on in the show. But let's get into the last week of play before we get into Thanksgiving break. So they went to St. Louis.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a good sigh? Is that it was kind of sweet sigh? Or?
I don't know what it is about the Lightning and Central Division teams. They struggle against the Predators. They struggle against the Minnesota Wild. They struggle against the Blues lately.
Right.
There was a time when they didn't, but, you know, the Blues are a really, really, obviously, they won the Stanley Cup. They're a good team, but it's like, gosh. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating because it's one of those games that I look at and I'm leery.
Well, and they're also the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, they're very good.
A very good hockey
team.
They're
very good. But so it's just one of those cities that they go to where you look and you're like, ooh.
You know when Chicago used to be one of those cities?
Yeah. Talk about that later.
Sorry. But yeah, so St. Louis, actually Bolt the Pup went on the road trip. There's video of it on TampaBayLightning.com if you want to like brighten your Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this.
Yeah, that pup is just too much.
So cute.
So adorable.
It'll be a sad day when Bolt the Pup graduates.
I know, but we'll all be happy.
Yes, and maybe we'll get another puppy to, like, teach.
Oh, I hope every year they get a puppy.
I know, it is kind of fun. It really makes their social media quite lively.
Yeah.
So Bolt the Pup went on the road trip. You can see that video at TampaBayLightning.com. Also, Pat Maroon, and we talked about this last week, we're like, does Pat Maroon have his Stanley Cup ring or doesn't he? And blah, 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 all this stuff. They actually did something before the game started, and I was listening to NHL radio, and they were saying that they told the fans in St. Louis, make sure you're there early so you can see Patrick Maroon get his Stanley Cup ring. And they have the tribute video to him and the moment when he gets it on TampaBayLightning.com as well. They said he had never seen it in person. He'd only seen pictures of it.
Aww.
And his son was there.
Yes.
And I think his
wife,
fiance, significant other was there too to see him get it. And he looked like a kid on Christmas morning. Like that, his face was just, I mean, as you can imagine, just lit up.
Well, and you brought up a good point that I had forgotten about was he's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
So we kind of look at like, oh, Pat Maroon, oh, you know, part of a Stanley Cup team. But this is a lot more to hit for him.
It's his hometown team.
This is his hometown team. Yeah. And yeah, his face was just, oh.
That ring was giant. And Pat Maroon is a big boy.
Yeah.
And even him holding the ring was like, I was like, wow, something's really out of proportion here. That ring was massive.
And the crowd was, I mean, it was a really good crowd.
They all stood for him.
Yeah.
All the guys on the benches stood for him. Mm-hmm. So it was really special.
And the really neat thing that I really like is seeing the camaraderie between guys in the NHL when they move to a different team, how much they're still beloved.
Mm-hmm.
By that team, because it's a business. It's not Pat Maroon. We don't like you. It's a business.
Yep.
And to see him with, his former teammate and members of the St. Louis Blues, and it's a heartfelt hug. It's a real we're happy you're back and hug. And you know, we've already heard from Brian Burns that he's a really great guy.
Yeah. He's one of those characters.
Yeah. So I just like seeing that because we don't always get to see that when it comes to hockey.
Well, and, you know, when the Lightning won the Stanley Cup, you know, one thing that everybody kept saying, and then when we celebrated the franchise anniversary a couple of years ago, a lot of the old guys came back, and what they said, you know, what they always said was, we will always walk together as a team because of that experience that they shared. And so, like, I feel, you know, hockey players are team guys, like, that's what they've grown up as. But if you go through all of the crap to win a Stanley Cup, I'm sure you are always in touch with those guys that were part of that crew.
Well, look at John Tortorella, as you said, you mentioned when they did the 10th anniversary, it was against the Blue Jackets, who he was coaching at the time.
Right.
So it was, you know, they do these special moments. We've seen them before. You know, it was Brian Boyle. He had a little homecoming they did for him when he went to the Devils, and he came back. You know, it was a, you know, thanks, Brian Boyle, for being awesome.
I believe he's now playing for the Florida Panthers.
I'm not really. Sadly, I wish I followed more of Brian Boyle. I know you are a huge fan of his. Everybody in Tampa Bay is a huge fan of Brian Boyle. He's just that guy, you know.
Yeah, he's the kind of the character in the room.
Good hearted.
Yes, he is playing for the Florida Panthers. He was finally picked up by the Florida Panthers.
There you go, him and Stroman.
I know, I know. But yeah, so it was really nice to see Pat Maroon. Get that standing ovation, get that ring. He only saw it for like a couple minutes. He put it on, and then he took it right off.
Kind of stuck. I was a little nervous when I was, you know, watching it. I was like, oh, it's looking a little like he's not getting that ring off his finger.
Yeah.
Like on, like legitimately. Yeah. Not like, oh, I don't want to take it off, but and put it back and skate it over and just had the sweetest little look on his face.
And then he played a hockey game.
And then he played a hockey
game. You know? So let's get into the game a little bit. The big thing that everybody's talking about was the hit Luke Shen, or sorry, not Luke. Why am I blanking on his name? Braden Shen?
Braden Shen.
Yes. Luke plays for us.
Yeah, I was like, no. I think he did it.
Put on Nikita Kucherov.
Okay. Listen, we know that Kucherov had the hit a couple weeks ago that you and I, we didn't disagree. It wasn't like a, you know, a big old fight over it. But I had one way of looking at it. You had the other way of looking at it. And then I always, you know, we feel when it comes to these things that, you know, hits, low hits, bad hits, dirty hits, not dirty hits, accidental bad hits, you know, that we're very objective. And I feel that we really do a good job of being like, well, put yourself in their shoes.
Right.
So Kucherov was on the other end. But I will say something. When Shen hit him, he wasn't looking. He had just released the puck, you know, hitting it down the sending it down the ice. Wasn't even looking, hadn't even had time to turn his head. He gets blindsided. Really gnarly hit. I mean, he kind of did one of those flying type of falls.
Yeah, and what I didn't like was when his head hit the ice.
Yeah.
That worried me.
But what I did like was Eric Chernak immediate, like so quick. The reflexes were like, what'd you just do, buddy? And I mean, he was all over Shen. Which it was real fast. It wasn't even like he had time to think. It was like, this is my teammate. What are you doing? It was a really rough hit. And obviously, you know, Kucherov.
Yeah, he missed a game.
He missed, the rest of that game. And then
Chicago.
So it was really rough. I don't want to say I'm glad that, you know, Shen was punished. But I'm happy to see that the league definitely saw it. And I think they probably saw that one because Kucherov. I mean, you have to think. He's a superstar, right?
Yeah.
One of, if not the greatest, player in the game right now.
Right.
All eyes are going to be on him.
Well, all eyes should be on every player when they have the puck.
Agree.
I don't care if you're a fourth-line grinder or Nikita Kucherov or Sidney Crosby.
Couldn't agree more.
Consistency.
But I don't think you're right. The consistency isn't always there. We know that.
Yeah. But the game is so fast.
It is fast. But there was no mistaking. I mean, he, you know, sends the puck down the ice and he gets drilled to the point where I said an expletive.
In my office as
loudly.
You were watching it, yes. Which you normally do. And then you quickly go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Ooh,
like, it's okay. Just don't do it
on
the air.
Whoopsie daisy. But yeah, it was a really, really gnarly hit. And of course, some of it is that's, you know, the guy that plays for the Lightning. And some of it is, yo, yes, got to keep your head on a swivel. The old hockey and football mantra. There was no, he couldn't help that. I mean, he, you know, he's not an owl. His head doesn't turn 360 degrees, and he just let the puck go, and boom, he gets drilled. And it was just, I worry. I don't like hits like that.
No, I don't. Which is why they, you know, there was discipline.
Exactly, as there should have been.
So then they go to play in Chicago, and they get a win, 4-2.
I shouldn't, like...
Why are you
smirking?
It was one of those games where it was like it could either go the way of the auto game or it can be a win.
Right. And you almost stopped me from saying it was a trap last week. You were like, don't say the T-R-A-P word.
Right.
But I will say, without Steven Stamkos.
Yeah, because he went out in the first period.
Mm-hmm. And without Kucherov, they still won 4-2. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at the fact that you look at the offensive output that the team can do.
Yeah.
And their two top, you know, offensive
snipers
aren't even playing. And it's like, you guys can do this every night.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is Chicago the team they once were? No. That's not a big secret. But still, scoring 4 goals against, you know, an NHL team of any caliber isn't that easy to do. And, I mean, I don't know. I wish they would play like that all the time. And I know it wasn't, you know, maybe the best opponent as far as a quality equilibrium, I shall say. But if we can see them string together those wins on the road, it was, I believe, their first win against a Central Division opponent this year. That makes me a little concerned. They only face those guys a couple times, though. So, but, you know, going into Chicago, definitely, like you said earlier, it's not the same place it used to be. But I think those wins, those 4-2 wins without your two top guys, makes the team rally together. And go, well, we can do this. We can pick it up. You know, next man up type of thing. We saw it.
Yep.
And, you know, they got to continue on it back home.
Yeah. And also to note, the dad's trip in St. Louis and Chicago.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
I like the dad's trip.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, I always wondered if they fly from St. Louis to Chicago. It's not that long of a drive.
Right.
It's maybe like 3 hours.
I would say that they probably fly.
Yeah.
Time is money here.
Yeah, put them on a bus. Put them on a party bus. Oh, they had a day between.
Well, you know, speaking of the dad's trip, I've been listening religiously to The Block Party with Dan Girardi. And it is so
you
fun.
Love it, don't
I
you?
Do. They had on McDonough. They've had on Callahan. And Callahan was actually talking about one of the first dad trips he took. Mm-hmm. And, they asked, do you want your dad to stay in the same room as you, or do you want to have separate rooms? And he's like, it's my dad. Of course I'm going to have him stay in my room. Well, until he found out, or until like dad got home at like 3 a.m. after being out at some of the bars with the other dads.
Uh-oh.
And they had a game the next morning and kept keeping Ryan Callahan awake because he was snoring because he, you know, had a couple pops. It was a really pretty funny story. So if you're not listening to The Block Party with Dan Girardi, please start because it's really entertaining and he has a lot of friends on and it's really kind of, you hear some really cool, fun stories.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he's a great guy. He's so much fun anyway.
Yeah.
Anytime Dan Girardi was mic'd up,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, Girardi's mic'd up.
But what I didn't realize about Girardi is that he is a stickler for a schedule.
Oh, really?
And like time management.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. It's like if you know, just listen to, because all the guys rib him for it, but they bring up, you know, like if you're going to the rink together and you're 5 minutes late, like he'll leave you behind.
Oh, wow.
He is on a schedule and he does not deviate from said schedule.
Okay.
So being being a fun guy on the bench and like jovial and lighthearted and everything, wouldn't necessarily think of him being like a stickler for a schedule.
Yeah, right. And he's the father of 2 small children.
Yeah.
How does he manage that?
I don't know.
Gosh.
So, yeah. So if you're not listening to it, make sure you do listen to it. And it's really fun. So, yeah, so the dads were on that trip along with Bolt the pup. Aw, dads and puppies.
Daddies and puppies.
What else do you need? All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about the Tampa-Anaheim game that happened Saturday night on More Game Misconduct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to More Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. Let's talk about the Tampa-Anaheim game in Tampa, a win of 6-2. Even though the shot different, the shots on goal were way off for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I think they only had 27 shots in that game.
Something like that. And I think, Vassie stopped like 33 or something like that.
34. You know, have you noticed that we have games where they're like 45 shots and then we have games it's 25 shots? I'm not sure what the situation is with that. But this is at least promising to know. Saturday's game, they had two power play goals.
Yep.
So the Lightning now have the best. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The most power play goals at home this season?
Well, we haven't had that many games at home.
The best power play percentage.
At home. Okay, well, thank goodness we're getting into more games at home.
I mean, I guess, you look at the scientific sample size of it, it's like, what, four games? No, it's more than that. But
okay.
But
well,
we were concerned about the special teams.
Yes.
And I think we're starting to kind of see it come together more.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
Yeah, and Kucherov was back, thank goodness. Steven Stamkos still out with a lower body injury. I'm hoping, still a 6-2 win versus Anaheim, which is a heavy team.
Yep. Always a fun game when the two teams meet because you have speed. And Anaheim, back in the day, was not only big and strong, but they were really quick, too.
And they were a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were 14 guys on the stat sheet for the Tampa Bay Lightning, including Andrei Vasilevskiy with an assist.
Yes. Which I think the 60th assist by a Tampa Bay Lightning goalie.
I don't know about that, but I mean, when your goaltender gets an assist, that's pretty darn good, don't you think?
Yeah. Corey Conacher got on the score sheet.
Yep, which he got called up from Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Jan Ruda was playing.
Point and Sorelli on the score sheet, Killorn on the score sheet, Shattenkirk, Hedman, Sergachev all getting, either a goal or an assist. And then Palat getting his 100th career goal. Yay, Andre Palat. Think of how much earlier that could have been had he not had all those like injuries the last couple seasons.
Yeah. And he's got five? I don't know.
He's had a great season so far.
A really great season. And we talked about it last week. There's just something about him.
Yeah.
It's
magic.
It's just this weird little thing that things come together.
When he's on the ice. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Andre Palat, as most people know if you've ever listened to the show. I only talk about it every week. So I loved seeing him. I love seeing him doing well and flourishing and getting the 100th. Career goal. I think that's special.
It is. Absolutely. Any kind of milestone like that is special, especially when the team gets a win in the same game. But you ask a player about how special was it to get the... I'm just glad the team did well. They're never... That's the hockey way.
It's also nice to see Sorelli getting the goals.
By the way, I'm enjoying the hockey flow from Sorelli, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. He kind of got in a little dust up at the end of the game with one of the big guys out of Anaheim. I don't even know who it was. But like Sorelli, remember a couple seasons ago when he kind of was playing more regularly with us and he was this little guy?
Yeah.
Well, now he's a little guy with a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not afraid to go into a corner and like get in somebody's face, even if they're like 2 feet taller than him.
Yeah, I know there was it seemed to be a little bit of concern amongst Tampa Bay Lightning fans. And actually during one of the games I was at the game, but I was listening to the intermission reports with Greg and Linnelli, and he had our friend Eric Erlandson on, and they take questions that you can tweet the questions. They'll answer them live during the game. And one of the questions was about Sorelli and where is he and how he hasn't shown up. And Eric Erlandson had a really great point. And he said, well, it's going to take some adjusting. Remember, he's not playing the same role this year. He's playing more of a defensive role.
Right.
So that's his job. His job isn't to score goals. His job is to play defensive, be a defensive forward.
Mm.
I think he's starting to, we're starting to see him settle into that role because he's got, I don't know how many goals he's got so far. He's got like, what, 3 in 2 games or whatever it winds up being. But we're starting to see him score now in the last week or so. I think he's starting to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still a young guy, so he's moldable.
Right.
I like that. He's moldable. So I think he's getting really comfortable in that position, and now we're seeing him score. Again, it's never a bad thing when you're seeing the Pat Maroons and the Anthony Sorellis score goals. It's just not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Well, we've always had a lot of success when a lot of guys can score a lot of goals in a lot of different situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of teams just have the 1, 2, or 3 top guys that can really kind of put it in the net. But when you've got a team full of guys that can put it in the net and nobody is sure who's going to be that guy that night or on that play or on that shift, it really kind of makes it a crapshoot for the other team. Like, who do you, how do you match up against these guys? Who do you put up against the mat? You know, who's on the ice at the time? Because if they're all, here's the thing, all hockey players are capable of putting a goal in the net.
Of course, yeah.
But when you have 14 different guys showing up on the stat sheet in one game,
mm-hmm.
even when the shots on goal are down against the opposing team, like kind of as I'm talking about it, I'm trying to talk through the math and I'm like, how does that, what? Mm-hmm. It just means everybody's shooting.
It means everybody's shooting and it means that they're taking great shots, good shots.
Yeah.
We've seen sometimes where the Lightning have outshot the other team and lost.
Yeah.
Because just for whatever reason, the shots just aren't going in the net. They're being, it's outstanding goaltender play or it's hitting the post or it's just missing or it's deflecting off of somebody.
Right.
So it's real. I like seeing the Pat Maroons again. I like seeing those guys scoring. And I think it speaks to if you guys can get it going and start kind of getting a little, I think they all play with confidence, but trusting that everything that's going on is going to bring you success.
Yeah.
And, the other good thing is the schedule's a little wonky. The schedule's a little wonky. We've got a little one game at home, one game on the road, one game back at home. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. But the more games they get at home, the better it is because they get to put – you know, Cooper gets to go second with his lineup.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is okay. Well, I got a matchup for you, pal. I don't know why I said that. Like, I was Cagney Lazy or whoever that is. He's an old gangster from the 30s, John Cooper. But he gets to go back and put it, you know, oh, I like this matchup against this team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why the Lightning traditionally plays so well at home. I think that's part of it. And this is a really, really good hockey team. I don't care. You know, every time you look at the standings, they may not be where we want or where we're used to them being. But like I brought you and I talked about before, you know, our show started today. They're also 5 fewer games played than Washington. 3 games fewer played than pretty much everybody ahead of them in the schedule or in the standings. So kind of have to take that into perspective that Sweden trip really threw them off. As far as, you know, the number of games and the schedule and everything like that there. So when you look at it and go, oh, well, there are a few games back out of, you know, the wild card. Right. OK. But give them 3 more games. That's 6 more possible points.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're right up there. You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm doing these weird hand motions that people can't see. Like I'm climbing a ladder. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it concerned me when the NHL put out on Instagram, like, if the playoffs were to start today, and I'm looking, and I don't see a lightning bolt on the infographic, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I had a couple people at the office go, what's going on? Like, what's happening? They're not going to – if the schedule ended today, it would be – and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just like you did. You had to go and look, and you had to see that they're behind games.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are 6 possible points, and if you get those, then you're ahead. So
yeah, it's a whole different ball game when you look at apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give them 3 more games. Maybe they only win 2, whatever. Now they're right back in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like shocking, ooh, now. But it's a number. It's numbers.
It's and a numbers we're gonna, game.
And I don't know where they're fitting these other games in.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get crazy here. I think in December and January, you know, there are a couple We're going to see. You know how, like we've been saying, we haven't felt like it's been hockey season because we haven't been to the rink that much, but mm-hmm. it's going to pick up. It's picking up.
It's picking up.
Last week and this week. So they're going to have St. Louis at home the night before Thanksgiving.
I really hope they avenge the loss.
I do too.
Yeah. And yeah. I hope they don't avenge anything that happened to Kucherov. I definitely want to put that out there. I don't want anything to happen
no.
to Shen.
Look,
I am
move
so
on.
Anti that.
Move
so,
on.
But you always wonder, like, ooh, you know.
I'm sure there have been words. I don't know. Just move on.
Yeah.
Just move
I
on.
I want them to win that game.
Yes. Avenge it with a win. You know, there yes. doesn't need to be any other funny business.
And then they got to go to, you know. It's just like the poor guys only get Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They only get Thanksgiving
they
off.
They only get Thanksgiving off.
And don't eat too much because you'll be heavy on your feet the next day. Because then they go to Washington on Friday to play the Capitals. And
who are playing very, very, very well right
they're
now.
They're scary. They're scary for me.
Yeah.
And we've always had, you know, not a rivalry, but, you know, it's always been fun.
Well, back in the day, it was more of a rivalry when they were in the same division there.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, it's a good team. It's a really, really good team.
Yeah.
I don't want to say had an off year. I don't want to say that because they were so good last year. You know, just Boston kind of came in and whoop.
Yep. And then Saturday, so they play back to back
after
so Thanksgiving.
It's so goofy.
Like we said, it's getting, we're making up those three games, I think, here. Saturday at home versus Carolina. The bunch of jerks.
The bunch of jerks. Aww. Really?
Well, that's what they have like t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, do they do that?
Yeah, it's like a thing.
I don't like that.
Oh, I think they've embraced it.
Well.
But yeah, so they're going to be at home versus Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. Like home Wednesday, on the road Friday, home Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Turkey coma Thursday. sorry, that's me. yeah, so what do you think they need to do to get through this week?
Oh, boy.
Because while most of us are thinking about, oh, we're going to have to either avoid our families or spend time with our families and eat lots of turkey and watch football and shove our faces with pie, these guys, they get about 8 hours to enjoy their Thanksgiving and then they're back on the road.
Yeah. I think it's the preparation.
Mm.
And I think that this team has a really nice job and we've known that. And hats off to the coaching staff. They've always had a way to get these guys ready.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them when they went to Sweden. Mm-hmm. You know, we're kind of like, oh boy, not playing so well right now. You know, that Sweden trip kind of clicked. Something
yeah.
clicked.
Well, they said they got a lot
trip.
Of practice in.
Yeah. And they had bonding. And, you know, it's one of those things, but you're in, you know, you spend a lot of time with these guys, but where's your connections? Where's your chemistry? So
yeah.
I think they're going to be prepared. I'd love for them to beat St. Louis. Of course, I want them to beat
Washington.
I think this is a tough road, tough week ahead for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rough schedule. It's a bunch against teams that they're familiar with or they're used to seeing. So they have to be prepared. And that all comes down to Cooper and his staff.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen them do that before, been able to prepare for these kind of weird, strange, anomaly type schedule.
And turkey protein shakes for everybody.
I'm like super interested into how that's. I wish I knew.
What? How they celebrate the holiday?
Yeah, like how they're going to. I don't know, because I'm nosy.
Well, I mean, my guess would be that they spend the morning with their family and then they get on a plane after 4 o'clock to go to Washington.
Or Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they don't. Maybe they don't. I mean, some of these guys are Canadian. Most of these guys are Canadian.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe they don't care.
Maybe they don't. Or they just put the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, a cranberry sauce, maybe some sweet potato and marshmallows in a blender, and they just blend it up, and it's a protein shake.
They go to Wawa and get the gobbler.
Hey, don't make fun of the gobbler. It's delicious. I love a good Wawa gobbler.
God.
Oh, man, I already had two this season.
Did you really?
Heck yeah.
Oh, you are
I'm not just
else.
Joking about the gobbler. Come on, we don't make jokes about the gobbler.
How does the mashed potatoes? I have so many questions.
Dude, it's just like a carb pillow with meat.
I love it.
And it's just, you don't need teeth to eat it. You can just, you know, gnaw on it for a little bit. Gravy dripping down your arm. Oh, it's so fantastic. Gotta love the gobbler season at Wawa. And they are not a sponsor of this show, by the way.
No, they're not.
Maybe they should be. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with our guest, Jen Glorioso, Lightning fan and just fresh off her trip from Sweden.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome back to Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
Don't forget, we are on Twitter at Game Miz with a Z Conduct, and you can also find us on Facebook. And now we're joined by one of my friends and coworkers.
Yeah.
Her name is Jen Glorioso. Oh. Hey, Jen.
Hi. Hey. How's it going?
It's going good. And we've been talking a lot because you just got back from Sweden. Which I was so jealous of, but so kind of want to get the fans' perspective on the trip to Sweden. But first of all, like, tell us a little bit about how you became a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Well, I've been a Tampa Bay Lightning fan like as long as I can remember, ever since I was a kid. I mean, we won the cup in 04 and I was in like the fourth grade then. So I vaguely remember it, but I grew up a big Marty St. Louis and Vinny LeCavier fan. They're the reasons why I love this team, along with other people that were on that Stanley Cup winning team, Dave Andrechuk, like a bunch of other people. My family is just diehard Tampa Bay sports people. So we've been following them ever since they were a team, but I can remember being a fan from 04 and since then. And then when we drafted Steven Stamkos, like that was when my love for the Lightning kind of grew even more. So I like fell in love with Steven Stamkos when he was drafted, and I've just been diehard ever since.
So, okay, you just said you were in fourth grade when they won the cup in 04, and it made me feel really old.
It sounds about right, but yeah, I think I was in like third or fourth grade when they won maybe fifth grade when they won the Stanley Cup. I'm not sure.
So you were telling me that your whole family was going. Like, it wasn't just, like, you were going to go, or, like, you and a friend were going to go, but it was, like, your entire family. Tell me about how you guys decided you were going.
Well, my mom loves Victor Hedman. Like, she is her man. So when we found out that they were going to be playing in the Global Series in Stockholm, I was like, you know, we have to go. And I wanted to make it a surprise for my mom at first. But I didn't know, like, I just didn't want to jump in and buy the tickets and then have my family back out. So I made sure that everybody was okay to go and that it was all something that we wanted to do. And I originally wanted it to be a surprise for my mom, but it didn't. I ended up just texting her, like, hey, you know, like, do you want to go to Stockholm to go see the Lightning play? And at first she was like, nah, and I kind of had to talk her into it. And I was like, how are you going to call yourself a Victor Hedman fan if you don't want to go see him play in his home country? And then she was like, yeah, okay, let's go. So I bought the game tickets for everybody, and then that was that.
And so, okay, so you get there. When did you get there in relation to when the games were being played?
So we got there. We got there, like, Thursday morning was when we flew into Stockholm. And right then, we checked into our Airbnb. We took, like, a two-hour nap, and then we went to the team's open practice. And that was on Thursday. And then the first game, which was the Lightning's away game, was on Friday. And then the home game was on Saturday.
So
we just jumped right in.
Seriously? So,
yeah.
First of all, good Airbnb experience or bad?
Oh, it was great. He was super nice, like very accommodating. His place was like six stops away, public transit from the city. Like, it was really convenient.
Okay, because a lot of times those things are hit or miss, so I'm glad you got a good one. And so you go to the open practice on Thursday, I guess it was afternoon there, but what was the showing from Lightning fans? Because, like, we've seen pictures, but were you kind of surprised? Were there a lot of fans there?
There were a lot of fans. Even at the practice, there were more Lightning fans than Buffalo fans, but I was lucky enough to go to both games, Friday and Saturday, even though we originally only had tickets for Saturday. But, I mean, I can talk about that. I had a friend that was there, and she had an extra ticket, and she gave basically gave it to me for free.
And oh, cool.
So I was able to go to both games. And for both games and for the practice, it was a like 80% Lightning fans. Like,
wow.
It felt like I was at two home games. It was awesome.
Well, I was curious, okay? Because we're going to Stockholm. What was the weather like? Were you guys bundled up or what?
I'm a true Florida girl. I don't do well in cold weather. It was like, I think the high for most days was like 38 to 40 degrees. It rained almost every day.
Ugh.
It snowed for 2 days. I was kind of happy about it because I've never seen snow. So, like I said, aww, true Florida girl. So I was like, yay, snow. And I got accustomed to it really quickly.
Well, I was kind of interested to see what the split would be because, you know, Florida people going to a place that's cold, you know, a lot of they don't choose to do that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Buffalo fans, they're used to it, you know, it's
right?
Just another Tuesday or whatever. So it's interesting to see that there were more Lightning fans there than Buffalo fans.
Yeah, more Lightning fans. I think I read somewhere, because I was at the time, like, I was in this Facebook group for traveling Bolts fans. I think there were like 400 people in the group.
Wow. And
the Lightning had this like VIP, like, I don't know how you got to it, but it was like a player meet and greet. And it was like players, coaches, trainers, like they were all there. And somebody from the NHL told, and this is just what I saw on Facebook, but somebody from the NHL told one of our coaches that the Lightning had the most fan attendance in any NHL Global Series ever. And after going to both games, I totally believe it because, like I said, it was like all Lightning fans, like maybe like 80-20 percentage was Lightning fans.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, we do have, you know, Victor Hedman, and he's a superstar.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say, like, we have one suite on our team, but they have like three or four, but our one suite is like way better than all of theirs.
Oh, is he wildly popular, Hedman over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody, like, when we were talking to locals and stuff, and we were wearing like Lightning jackets or whatever, they would ask us about Victor Hedman. His parents were there, oh, and they were going up to anybody that was wearing Lightning gear and saying, oh, that's my son, stuff like,
aww,
that. So, it didn't happen to me, but I heard it happen to other people.
Aww. Now, I have a question for you, a strange one, but what did you eat? Because I want to say that when CT and I we had toyed very briefly with the idea, and, you know, we're looking at Airbnbs, we're looking at airfare, and I said, I'm afraid I won't be able to eat anything because I don't eat fish. So what was the, as dumb
cuisine
as this, what was the cuisine like?
Well, actually, I don't eat meat at all.
Oh. So,
yeah, and I thought I was going to have a problem, but Sweden is actually very progressive. They have options for everybody. Every single restaurant we went to, I had like more than three options to choose from.
Oh, wow.
Which I can't even get in Florida, you know?
Right.
Like, so I had a lot of like veggie burgers. I think I had some like vegan pad thai or whatever. I did try Swedish meatballs, like traditional Swedish meatballs, because I had to, because we were in Sweden. So they were delicious, even with the lagenberry sauce, and
huh,
it was totally worth it, cheating a little bit. I think my boyfriend, he was with my family as well. He had like a really good like sausage meal. I'm trying to think of all the other stuff we had. We did have like some fish, like my family had some fish one night. It was pretty good. But the food was delicious. Everything is like, I think, sustainably grown. Like,
oh, wow,
it's all really fresh. It was really good food.
So it sounds like, you know, because I went to IKEA and got Swedish meatballs and lingonberry sauce. And
stop it.
I did. And I ate it while I watched one of the games in Sweden.
I have a feeling Jen's
that
were, like, probably
no,
better than
yeah,
yours.
They weren't IKEA. But it's good to know that IKEA is, like, you know, on point and like,
yeah,
traditional.
It is pretty close, yeah.
And I bought, you know, a dresser to put together with an Allen wrench.
You bought a bookcase or something.
I did.
Too.
I bought a bookcase too.
I really wanted to go to the IKEA headquarters, but I didn't find time.
Okay, well, so what did you do outside of going to the games? Did you do any kind of touristy thing in Sweden?
Oh, we did all the touristy stuff. We went to the Vasa Museum.
I heard about that.
Oh my God, it was so cool. I think Yanni and Tyler Johnson went there as well. They did a little special about that. It's a ship that sailed in like the 1600s. And its main voyage only lasted about 20 minutes before it was capsized.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And it was about how it was, like, built or whatever. Like, it just wasn't built properly. And
clearly.
It took one big wave, and then it capsized, and it was in the ocean for about 300 years. And they pulled it up, refurbished all the wood, and made a museum for it. And it was just so cool to see. So we did that. We went to the Royal Palace.
Ooh.
We went to their zoo,
okay.
Which is actually really cool. It's actually like an open air museum, I guess is what they call it. It's like a museum and a zoo. So we did that. We went to the Viking Museum.
Yeah, see, that's what I would do. That would be first on my list.
Definitely had to see some Viking stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else I... And then we just drank a lot. We did like a... We did a hop on and off bus tour.
Ooh, fun.
Things like that. It was a lot of fun. I think my mom and my brothers went to the ABBA Museum.
Oh. Can't forget about ABBA.
I love ABBA, but I just didn't have the time for it. So next
hockey
time.
Game, ABBA Museum. Hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it somewhere you would go back to, even if there wasn't a hockey game?
Definitely. I want to go back in the summer next time. I want to see all the trees in bloom. I want to go on the canal. I want to do some hiking. Definitely going to go back to Stockholm.
Well, hopefully, maybe down the road, they'll do another stadium or a global series, and the Lightning will be back in Stockholm, and maybe we can all go and experience Swedish meatballs and lingonberry sauce and go see the IKEA headquarters.
That would be amazing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jen, for joining us. We really appreciate you. We've been talking about doing this for a while, and I'm so glad it worked out.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy I was able to do it.
All right. So that's my buddy, Jen.
She's a lovely girl.
She is. Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Made me feel really old. She said
fourth grade
when the Bolts won the Stanley Cup, but made her a Lightning fan for life. So just that's what it does.
Yeah.
And then Steven Stamkos coming on. She grew up with, basically watching Steven Stamkos on that team. So, and then ends up in Sweden, which is really cool. And it sounded really sweet that she wanted to surprise her mom with the trip. And it sounded like it was really fun. Now, I wish we had gone.
I do, too, now that I know I could have eaten the food. I was so worried about that.
We should have done more Google research, been on the Google a little more.
You know, my boss actually lived in Sweden.
Oh.
She lived in Stockholm for about 6 months.
Wow.
And I asked her, and she was like, nope, it's all fish. And I was like, well.
She just didn't want you to ask for an extended amount of time off.
She just didn't want me
that
to ask
That was
for, like,
the mistake. You shouldn't have asked
out,
your boss.
No, I know. But she said there's a lot of, it's a lot of strange meat. How would she put it? Exotic meat.
Okay.
I think they eat reindeer.
Oh.
I think that's a delicacy for them.
Okay.
And then, of course, it's Sweden. They live around water. They have a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I don't eat fish. So I was a little concerned about that.
Okay, well, can we start getting you to, like, maybe incorporate fish into your diet now? So
no.
No. Okay.
But, I mean, they do have greens, and if they had veggie burgers for her, then they probably have regular red meat, maybe?
Hey, look, it sounded like it was a great time. All I've heard are positive things from anybody that has gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the team came back better for it, so I'll take it. So let's we're gonna go for this week, and we hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends. So you stay safe.
Yes,
you eat lots of turkey.
What are you doing?
I am actually going to Atlanta.
Yes,
to see my brother. So my dad,
famous chef.
Yeah, well, not famous, infamous, more like it. we're gonna drive up Wednesday afternoon. To Atlanta, me and my dad and my stepmom, and then we're going to actually, my brother and my birthday is in this 2 weeks apart in December, so we're going to have a birthday dinner on Wednesday night.
Is he cooking?
No.
Oh.
No, he's told us all he's not cooking.
Aww.
And then Thursday, we're going to his girlfriend's house, his girlfriend's family's house for Thanksgiving, and they just kind of like just show up at like 11 o'clock during the day, and they all just kind of lay around and just eat all day.
I would be terrified to invite your brother for a meal.
Well, I mean, he cooks for them all the time.
I know, but you got to think that he's like, you didn't do this right. No,
well,
no, too much salt there.
I'm going to time how long it takes him to get in the kitchen.
You do tell me every year that it doesn't take, like, even when you're like, no, it's okay, relax, have fun.
He's I'll make the mashed potatoes. No, move.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for him to stay out because he loves it. Yeah. But he's getting ready to open a restaurant in Atlanta. He got 100% on his health inspection a couple weeks ago.
And that's great because he did do a pop-up restaurant.
Yes, he was doing a bunch of pop-up restaurants. So, yes, yeah, so he, so we're going up there to spend some time with him. And then I fly back Friday and get on a cruise ship on Saturday for a week.
Nice.
I've got sunscreen. Don't worry. I went to Costco and bought all the sunscreen.
Nice.
So, yeah, what are you doing for that? Because you usually make reservations. You don't make dinner. You make reservations.
Well, my mom doesn't because they're super old, so they don't want to cook and clean up after Thanksgiving, or that's what they say. They don't listen to the show, so I will say that they can't cook. So it kind of works out.
Okay.
But we go to a restaurant. My uncle and aunt come from the other coast, and my brother and his kids and wife and blah, 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 blah. And we go to a restaurant. But my kids think it's aren't fans. So on Friday, we set up Christmas, and then I actually make Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So
then you have leftovers.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a big one this year. So okay. A lot of people. And then Saturday, I'm taking my three. Not four. The fourth is too old. So I'm taking the three, and we're going to Universal for the day.
Oh, fun.
Everybody wants to ride Hagrid's again.
So. Okay. You're a big fan of that one.
I love it.
All right. Well, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your friends and family. And next week's show is going to be a very special episode. We're going to talk to the team dentist.
So excited for that.
So stick around for that. And we'll catch you next time on Game Misconduct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.